It is time once again for Conversations with the Mayors here on 97.9 The Hill. Support for the segment comes from the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro, home to one of the most diverse, collaborative, and fastest growing communities of business leaders in North Carolina. The Chamber is uniquely qualified to connect you with the people, resources, and opportunities that you need to succeed. Learn more about membership by heading to their website, carolinachamber.org. Joining me on the phone on this fabulous Friday is Mayor of Carrboro, Barbara Fushi. Happy Friday, Barbara. How are you?
Happy Friday. You know, doing a little bit of traveling this weekend, you know, getting a little bit of R&R, and just, you know, good to be here for another Conversations with the Mayor.
I think some R&R is certainly deserved after the week that y'all have been having between the announcement of town mayor, the announcement of town clerk. You guys have been very busy at the town council level because of all of those hirings. I did want to get to an event that also made things busy and I'm sure emotional at the midpoint of the week. It was the street renaming and dedication ceremony that we've done some coverage around this week, of course, named in honor of your husband, Braxton Fushi, and all of the fantastic work he has done in the Carrboro community. And I know you were there. You said, Barbara, that you were there that day as Braxton's wife and less as the mayor of Carrboro, but I'm curious, can you just walk us through the emotions around the day of, you know, seeing the town government, this effort, recognizing Braxton, not only for largely for who he is as a person and what he has meant to the town for so many years. Can you just kind of walk us through what Wednesday meant to you?
Yeah, I was very emotional Wednesday, and so was Braxton, which is, I mean, he's just not that cryy kind of guy, right? But I literally had to hand him a tissue. As friend, after, you know, coworker, you know, scout leaders, NAACP, you know, me, you know, various people came up, you know, and gave him his flowers, you know, let him know how much we loved him, how much we admire him, how much we appreciate all of the sacrifices that he's made, you know, in the Carrboro as well as the Chapel Hill communities. Over the years, but he was absolutely overjoyed. And as he said in his comments, he was just glad to live long enough to see it, you know, which I think meant a lot to him. So we're just, again, so appreciative of the folks that petitioned. We're grateful for the residents along now Braxton Fushi Street. You know, we had to do some work with them there, you know, to just kind of make the address change, you know, a little less laborious. I mean, it is an address change, I mean, nonetheless, and you know all the things that have to go into changing your address, you know, as well as family members that showed up, you know, the kids, you know, grandkids, folks you used to work with, the town of Carrboro staff, you know, that helped plan all of this, make sure it was executed, you know, Cake Mommy, you know, for that amazing cake and fruit that was served, just so many people that came together to honor Braxton and you know, former elected officials, you know, former Carrboro Mayor Damon Siles, former Council Member Susan Romaine. It was good to see them. They were actually part of the council that got this started in November of last year. And of course, it was the council that I now serve on, but was recused from all of that that actually got the codification done. And so I'm just real excited about it. My husband was emotionally exhausted, but nonetheless very, very grateful, you know, to have this very high honor.
Yeah, I thought it was an incredible moment and he said to me afterward, he was like, man, I just wish my mom was here to see this. I think everybody can kind of relate to that, as it's just one of those moments in your life where you're like, I really think my parents would be proud, and I know that's what so many people shoot for. We could talk about that ceremony the entire segment, so I'd encourage folks to go check out our coverage on chapelboro.com and go check out the town of Carrboro's coverage on their website, carrboronc.gov and townofcarrboro.org, and they also have the full live stream of the event up on their YouTube channel and Facebook page, so you can find that street renaming and dedication ceremony there. Very worth checking out. I've got to get to the other top news from the town, though, announcing a town manager hire, which I know has been a pretty intensive... It's been an intensive search for y'all, but it seems like you've landed on a very exciting candidate, one from North Carolina, Patrice Tony, who I'm hoping you can tell us a little bit more about, Barbara.
Boy, I'm over here woo-wooing because, you know, there were several iterations as we tried to find the town manager. You know, we had some instances where candidates dropped out, and then we had to go back to our consulting agency that was leading the search, you know, bring more candidates in. So it was more that went on behind the scenes than what it looks like, because it wasn't just straight, you know, through. You know, we had a couple of iterations of that. But I'm happy, because otherwise, if we hadn't had that second iteration, we would have not have found Ms. Tony. And, you know, she submitted her application. You know, the council was very impressed with her. And it was a unanimous vote to bring her in for the in-person interview and presentation. As you said, she hails from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. She is an assistant city manager there. She has also served as the interim city manager there. She also has been a budget director. And she currently, I believe, as the assistant city manager, supervises police and fire, DEI, human relations, and several other departments. And so she brings 25 plus years of local government experience. I remember looking at her resume and just thinking like, wow, you've really come up through the ranks, because I think, if I'm not mistaken, her first job may have been in the call center, maybe the 911 call center, or the communications center with Forsyth County. And then over the years, she just, you know, elevated, you know, until now she's an assistant city manager, you know, for Winston-Salem. And so we believe that she is the right candidate, you know, to take the community forward. We feel like she will mesh well with town staff, as well as the community. And as I said, you know, I'm just really excited for her leadership, and we welcome her to the community.
We're speaking with Carrboro Mayor Barbara Fusci here on Conversations with the Mayors, talking about their hiring of Patrice Tony as the next town manager. And I'm curious, coming from Winston-Salem and learning about the budgets that she helped manage, I mean, that is quite the operation when we're talking about a city. I'm curious to what her appeal was to come over to Carrboro and what you think the transition is going to be like to have this perspective from someone who helped this gigantic machine run. And of course, the town of Carrboro itself, the local government, is similarly important and similarly a machine, but certainly scaled back. I'm curious to what you think it will be like to have her perspective from working on this big scale to now be working with a town of Carrboro's size.
I think it's going to be absolutely amazing, because when I look at you know, what she was over in Winston-Salem, you know, with the budget, you know, the size of the budget, you know, it gives me, you know, great comfort. And I think she can come here, you know, and definitely work with a smaller budget, potentially bring in more ideas, you know, about the budget process. And I just think she'll be amazing. I mean, I think, you know, coming from a larger municipality to a small one, you know, has both pros and cons, right? Particularly in the position that she's coming in as the CEO of the town. But I, you know, I think she's coming for the leadership opportunity. I think she likes the direction that the council is in. She talked about our progressive policies, you know, that she wanted to work with us on. And so I think that we'll all just really come together very well. And I think Ms. Tony will come in and do an outstanding job here in the town of Carrboro.
So she will be coming on board in May. Meanwhile, you also approved the hiring of a new town clerk, Lamar Joyner, coming to the town of Carrboro via the way of Buncombe County. That is a less high-profile staff position and one that I know is super hands-on for the town council. I'm curious to what it's going to be like to have somebody kind of in that role again, Barbara, and bringing Lamar Joyner onto board for the town as well. I feel like it's rare that you have both of those positions that you were hiring for at once, and now you've got them kind of announced in tandem, and they'll be able to kind of onboard a little bit together, Joyner with more of a head start.
Yeah, and so Mr. Joyner had his first day with us on this past Monday. He actually was in our special call meeting last night. He's on duty. He comes to us with experience. He had experience as a county clerk, and also he has experience with the Board of Elections. One thing, you know, there's a couple of things that really struck me, you know, when we were interviewing Mr. Joyner. One of them was his demeanor, his temperament, also his communication style. And he has a very high level of professionalism. And I think all these things, along with his knowledge base, are very important to the town clerk role, because you deal with, you know, you work with town staff, you know, you also liaise with the mayor and the town council, so you got six different personalities and things going there, but you're also in touch with the community. And so that's one thing that I think is really going to be, a couple of things that are going to be beneficial, that very even temperament that he brings with him, not easily rattled, as he deals with community, town staff, and the mayor and the town council. And I think really that that is just like a great asset to have, because you're going to meet people at different points of happiness, anger. I mean, you just don't know, you know, how particularly community members, you know, who are passionate about issues in the town of Carrboro. And so, you know, we see them that way in the council chambers. And I'm sure Mr. Joyner will have, you know, some connection with those same types of folks as well, you know, our constituents.
Yeah.
And they come, some of them are happy, some of them are sad, some of them are angry, but his temperament, I think, is really just going to hold all that together, and he'll be able to deliver quality service to the community and also to the mayor and the council, and to become a valuable member of the town of Carrboro staff.
We talk about this a lot, obviously, as a local news organization, but it feels like a lot of the battle these days in terms of helping people understand what's going on in their community, and in the town of Carrboro's case, their local government, it's just making sure that they know who to come to, they
yeah.
have a good interaction, and, you know, also just being able to find ways to try and cut through all of the noise of everything else going on out there in the world and community. And so, yeah, having the right person in a position to do that when it comes to council matters and you know, stuff that people are looking for when it comes to projects coming up or things that they're passionate about. Yeah, that's very exciting that you guys think that you found someone to fit that role.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We have a few minutes left with Carrboro Mayor Barbara Fucci. I want to end with this. I saw that the town of Carrboro a couple weeks ago at this point was nominated for USA Today's 10 Best Readers' Choice Awards. You're up for Best Small Town in the South. I feel like it's every now and then that Carrboro is getting this recognition. We all know that it is a great spot, but voting for this is still open through April 1st, so people can go cast their vote. And I want to end on this. Barbara, can you make a pitch for our radio audience? Why should they go make sure to vote for Carrboro to try and land this award from USA Today?
Yeah, and I think, you know, our community kind of speaks for itself. When you think about the people that make up our community, when you think about our town staff, when you think about festivals, you know, that go on in our town, when you think about the walkability, when you think about the shopping experience in downtown Carrboro, I just feel like, why not the borough? You know, get out and vote by April 1st, vote for Carrboro. And I feel like we are more, you know, than worthy of winning this award. And it's my understanding the winner will be announced on April 10th. And, you know, we're just a diverse small town with our own personality. You know, people describe us in many different ways. You know, some people say we're real funky, you know, kind of eclectic, you know, kind of community. And it's a community that you can really wrap your arms around and love.
Yeah.
And so I know I feel that way, as well as other people. And so, yes, as you said, please vote. The polls will close on Monday, April 1st at noon Eastern Standard Time. Vote for Carrboro. We're the best. Carrboro.
I doubt you would find very many people who would argue otherwise against that. So if folks want to go support Carrboro in that effort, try and win that award, head to their website, CarrboroNC.gov, to find a link to cast their vote. Mayor Barbara Fucci, as always, thank you so much for joining us here, and we will talk with you again next week.
All right. Thank you so much, Brian. Have a good weekend.